As a partial solar eclipse dimmed the daylight in 2017 and millions were casting their gazes safely skyward, one local composer began to wonder, why did the histories we know best about women in aeronautics mostly have tragic ends? Musician Danielle O'Hallisey dove into research about women who study the science of traveling through the air from archival footage and found audio. She then composed music around it and created a multimedia piece.
There is a place within the industry itself for women who work. While still greatly outnumbered, they are finding more and more.
That's a bit of This Modern World, a piece composed by Danielle O'Hallisey using audio of a speech from American aviator Amelia Earhart in the 1930s. Women in Aeronautics will have its world premiere this weekend in Burlington with contemporary chamber group Turn Music, and Danielle joins me now to talk more about it. Welcome, Danielle.
Yes. Hi, Mary.
Well, I understand aeronautics, that's the science of traveling through the air in all its forms, airplanes to drones to rockets. So you were watching the eclipse and you were moved to start researching women in aeronautics. Tell me why compose pieces around that theme.
Because I had been hearing about something called the Lost Cosmonaut Recording, a recording of a woman who orbited the Earth back in 1961 when her craft was returning to Earth. She was never acknowledged by the Soviet Union. We do have a recording. I was listening to that and I started thinking about how many tales of women in aeronautics I knew that were tragic in their ending. I was thinking of Amelia Earhart and Krista McAuliffe. And I realized that there was this weird backdrop that most of the stories I knew, or most of the ones that seemed to get amplified, were about tragedies. So I began diving into that.
You mentioned Amelia Earhart, the American aviator who was presumably lost on her solo voyage in 1937, and then the Soviet astronauts, the lost cosmonauts from the 70s, Krista McAuliffe, the American teacher on board the Space Shuttle Challenger in 1986 when that exploded. As you're doing your research into these women in aeronautics throughout the decades, what women did you find who had less tragic stories?
I found a very uplifting story of Valentina Tereshkova, who was the first acknowledged woman in space. I was a little shocked to discover that that was 20 years before Sally Ride, the first that we Americans tend to celebrate. That gave me new insight, and I became utterly fascinated.
And Danielle, you gathered up all this archival footage, newsreels and audio and photos. How do you then pivot to start composing? Like, what informed the sound?
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things that I sort of initially thought I would be electronic-based, and that began with Tereshkova's famous recording of she was announcing that she was Seagull, because she was flying. She was circling the Earth, and she was in zero gravity, and that bit of audio is so uplifting that I started manipulating it and turned it into several different electronic instruments over time. It grew very organically. I found myself thinking, well, sure, Earhart went missing, but what happened next? Who during that era flew successfully and didn't die under mysterious circumstances?
And where did the archival footage come from?
I have a friend, John Cannizzaro, who is a filmmaker. He did a lot of the video for Mythbusters back in the day. I talked with him and was able to get him to come on board the project. So a lot of the archival footage is actually stuff that he and the company he works for, Budget Films in Los Angeles, were able to find for us. We have footage and spoken recorded audio from as far back as, the footage goes back into the 1920s. We have a recorded interview with Katherine Johnson, who was featured in the film Hidden Figures. She was a NASA mathematician, an African-American woman, one of the many who were not featured in press releases at the time, but who worked to get the moon mission off the ground and safely returned.
Well, you're a composer. Are you also a pilot? Like, aside from the fascination that sparked on that day of the eclipse, you're thinking about women in space, women who fly. Why the draw to women in aeronautics?
My engineering background. I've always been fascinated by aerospace and have had the good fortune to do bits and pieces of engineering projects that were at the edges of aerospace, a couple of proposed projects for NASA that didn't end up getting funded, but I worked on the preliminary work for them. But there's just always this moment when you touch something that says NASA on it that you feel like you're being lifted off the ground. I think that was a lot of my own fascination with this whole thing. The music, it sort of really led me more than I have ever been led by a project. I found that when I wrote the prelude and we had some video, the early wing walkers, there was a lot of craziness. Women would get a pilot's license and then not be able to work because no one would hire them because they were women. So they did stunt piloting, wing walking, which is literally a plane is in the air and a woman is standing out on the wing walking along without the benefit of a parachute or any kind of safety net. And the piece has a very jazz age kind of feel.
Okay, so the audience starts filing in. They've got their tickets. They find their seat. Apart from perhaps seeing Turn Music, the contemporary chamber group that's on stage, and maybe a film projector or a video screen, what else can an audience expect?
I mean, we have the video and live music, but we also have two devices that are referred to as holographic fan displays that create this strange feeling like a propeller is spinning around and it's creating a sort of floating video display. I don't want anyone to walk away thinking I'm an authority on this subject. I would rather that people walk away feeling the same way that I did on that day back in August 2017. I felt like a thread of a sweater had caught on something, was unfurling before my eyes, and I began to realize there were a vast number of stories of women who participated in STEM fields over the years that I had never heard before. I hope people come away curious and wanting to learn more.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for telling us more about this project.
Great talking to you, Mary.
That's Vermont composer Danielle O'Hallisey, whose Women in Aeronautics gets its debut this Sunday, October 2nd, with Turn Music at Burlington City Arts in the second floor gallery.